People of Earth, your attention, please. This is Prosthetic Vogon Jokes of the Galactic Hyperspace Planning Council. As you will no doubt be aware, the plans for the development of the outlying regions of the western spiral arm of the galaxy require the building of a hyperspace express route through your star system. And, regrettably, your planet is one of those scheduled for demolition. The process will take slightly less than 2 of your Earth minutes. Thank you very much.
Hello everyone, on Audio Boo, this is Paul Hopkins, day, what is it, 11 or 12? Anyway, 11 I think, and February, F-E-B-O-O-A-R-Y, yes indeed, that's the hashtag. Today we're talking about what your favourite sci-fi movies are, because it's something like 45 years ago, whatever, since the BBC first did a programme on such a thing. And or released it or something, and released their first sci-fi program. If I can just start this, there you go. We talking about that really, and I love. Well, none of it really. The only exception. Well, there are two. One is that I love Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which really covers every media, because it was a TV program, it was a radio play, and it was a film. I think it might have even been a musical. I see hints of that somewhere. I couldn't find the theme music for it. All that. But I've found various bits of music. This music is not what it first appears. It's going to go into some music that I, a kind of a genre or style I really love, space music, can give me a little bit of that, all that ambient business going on. Yeah, but anyway, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I mean, who could have thought of something as good as that? I mean, it's Douglas Adams. I think he's died now, hasn't he? But you get things like... they used to say on the end of it. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy sound effects were produced by the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. And the BBC Radiophonic Workshop doesn't exist anymore, which is really sad. And I'm sure you can do lots of things that you could do, they could do then on a computer now. But really sad that it doesn't exist anymore. And they used to, you know, it's where they did all the Dalek sounds and all that business. My quick impression of a Dalek there. No, I'm not doing it again. But yeah, it was awesome. The BBC Radiophonic Workshop. But such characters like Zaphod Beetlebrox and Arthur Dent and Marvin Mahulu. I'm Marvin. I'm just an old robot. I suppose I'll just go over here and then shall I? And rot or something. Slarty Bartfast, that was it. And the thing you heard at the beginning, the Bogons, I think it was, making there's Bogon poetry, isn't there? But yeah, they were making way for hyperspace bypass or something, going to blow up the Earth. And that's where it all started, you know, all this peace and love and the village or whatever it was, and the lovely Earth, and then suddenly it was blown up. These guys were transported into this weird galaxy. Places like planets where all the biros that were ever lost were found in this planet. It's cool. And what was the other one? The restaurant at the end of the universe, where you could have a intergalactic goggle blaster, or an intergalactic goggle blaster. And the narrator's voice was awesome. And I think, you know, don't panic and all that. That was the strapline of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, wasn't it? Of the book. And I think the book would be an iPad or a tablet of choice, but a good one. You'd have to be a good one. It was that kind of thing, wasn't it? Or an iPad mini, maybe. But anyway, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is it for me. Many a Sunday spent listening to the radio drama, looking forward to it being on. No sense of or chance of recording it on a timer or anything like that at the time. I love it. Hope you enjoyed this. Bye-bye.